Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Scully. John's become a great member of our brain trust over the last few years. John is a former CEO of Pepsi-Cola and Apple, author of Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. And folks, that title, that subtitle of that book, that's not hyperbole. He's done that. He's doing that right now. So whatever, if you get a chance to read this book, you'll be able to see not only what he thinks about, but what he's actually doing. He's pulled the trigger on these things. And John, I want to congratulate you on the leadership that you've been showing in a number of areas. The world is better because you've continued to work, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you, Jim. And the thing that really excites me is to be able to get the message out to people who are worried about the future, particularly the future of the middle class, and to realize that there is a better way.
Yeah.
And the better way is to be able to understand how do you prepare for skill jobs, not just the skill jobs of today, but as the world gets, particularly in the United States, gets wired up with 5G networks and we can work from anywhere so that the rural cities are no longer isolated from the large customer marketplaces, the ability to let people work as the so-called gig economy, where they're in business for themselves and they contract out with other organizations. You see today that almost every job requires a credential because the government likes to regulate everything.
Right.
So that getting the skills for that credential. I'm a big believer that everyone should not go to college. We have 66% of the population who, when they get out of high school, go to college, and less than half of them ever actually graduate. I'd much rather see a vocational track where people can learn skills, not just to be plumbers and electricians, which are very good jobs to have, but all kinds of higher skilled jobs on a vocational track as an alternative. And we could leverage our community college systems as one way to get into that
right.
At the state level. So I think there are a lot of things that can be done that are very different than what let's call the elitists. The elitists say, well, everyone should have a college education. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that a lot of people shouldn't focus on college education because they're going to end up with a huge amount of student debt. It's about $1.4 trillion today. And there ought to be a vocational track alternative.
Well, we've got to think about return. We've got to think about a return on investment now more than we used to. What is the time and money you're spending going to convert for you? So let me ask you a question as we wrap up our visit. We still got a couple of minutes. What do you see the biggest over the next 5 years, or say even 2 to 3 years? Where do you see the next couple of big disruptions coming from?
Well, I think the biggest disruptions are really industries continuing what has started over the last decade to shift from what are called hierarchical vertical industries, which are command and control at the top. And you see big companies like GE and IBM who have been organized on those models, under incredible stress, whether they're even going to be survivors in the future. On the other hand, you see that the most successful newer companies are built on a horizontal architecture,
mm-hmm.
where the business architecture is a platform. And why that's so important? Because when you have a platform, you can empower the consumer, the customer. And the disruptions are coming with technologies like artificial intelligence, what you're enabling customers to have more and more say, more control over what they buy, what they pay for, what the choices they want to have.
And that's a lot more.
Changing the jobs and skills that people need to participate in that horizontal platform economy.
And the efficiencies in what you just said are going to be amazing and compelling, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you're either going to learn how to ride the wave, or you're going to get crashed by the wave.
Right.
So it's not like you can just sort of say, well, I'll just wait and see. If you wait and see, you may end up being the person who gets crashed by the wave.
You're
going to
wind up being roadkill. Hey, John, can you give us the website one more time, please?
Sure. Scully Speaks, S-C-U-L-L-E-Y, Speaks.
ScullySpeaks.com. Hey, John, good job today. Come back. Will you come back soon?
Sure. Nice to be with you, Jim. Always enjoy it.
John Scully, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.